I think that we had to have something really drastic, really powerful to change us, because we weren't interested in changing. And it's sad that it was that way, but I think that unless we'd had Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. or a Rosa Parks or the children in the Children's March, and I don't think we would ever change. And we had to change. And I think that it's important to remember, one reason I wrote about the children in the Children's March, it wasn't just the very few leaders. It was so many people in the trenches. And these people were really, in some places, putting their lives on the line to do it. The Freedom Riders, of course, and the people who went down to Mississippi to register blacks to vote. All those people, whatever they did, it was all part of it, and it was all an important part of it. So I think the whole civil rights movement, workers as a whole, really need to be acknowledged and recognized. And maybe today we should use that as an example for ourselves, that we can make a difference and we need to make a difference. I believe if we consider ourselves on a continuum, from extremely racist to anti-racist, instead of the normal way we say we're either racist or not racist, and we think we're not racist, but we're all racist to some extent, and we need to look at where we are on this continuum and work to become more anti-racist than we are now. And if we all do that, I think we can achieve it. And I think the most important thing to do is to share our stories. If two people from different races, whatever the races are, sit down and share their stories and connect, then we will have reconciliation. ¶¶